Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Was just talking about this personal mystery. And one of our listeners looked at the pictures and pointed out that the cross in the middle... Yeah. This would be kind of anti-vandalism, EB.
Why?
Here's your before.
Take a look
at the cross.
Yeah.
And then if you look at the after, and by the way, the after is just separated by a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
The white of the cross is like fading away.
Oh, I see. I think there's been some sort of cleaning solution that's been put on it.
Yeah.
And I'm speculating for vandalism.
Could be before.
Or
possibly the elements. So over time.
By the way. I say vandalism, I'm not saying somebody went in there and scraped your mom's name off. I'm saying vandals, like somebody spray painted something or whatever. So a cleaning solution was just used. That would be my guess.
Mm.
Some sort of cleaning solution.
But you'll find out.
I need to get boots on the ground.
Yeah. Send Mike Moore out there. He'll get to the bottom
of
it.
It's also possible they don't even know. So if it's a natural thing, like too much sunlight or something, it's possible they don't even know.
Right, but why would it hit one side of the gravestone and like the bottom.
It's a mystery.
I don't think it's that.
Yeah.
I think it's vandalism and a cleaning solution.
The flowers look different. And look, it's a different picture, different lighting, different day. I went in February. I think the picture that Betty took was from April or May.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can take a look. I did retweet it at Junks Radio for those that don't follow.
Why are people saying the flowers are all jacked too? The flowers look normal.
Not the flowers on the outside. The flowers in the top left and top right corners.
They're
different. On the stone.
Oh, okay. Again, cleaning solution.
Little mystery. All right. Aaron Rodgers is now going to be a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Most of our listeners in our poll believe it's going to backfire on Pittsburgh. They think that Pittsburgh's going to miss the playoffs this year with Aaron Rodgers under center.
Is that backfiring? Because I would argue that if they don't have him, they're going to miss the playoffs too.
They would have missed it with Mason Rudolph. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Join us right now to give us a little insight. It's Chris Mueller, co-host of the PM team, Pony and Mueller. You can listen to him, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Hey, Chris.
What's up, guys? It's Aaron Rodgers Day. I'm so excited.
I bet.
So excited to have the latest washed-up baseball card in Mike Tomlin's collection join us.
How are the fans receiving this that you're talking to every day with Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, one, they're like incredibly sick of the two-month-long dance that happened. I mean, listen, you guys know this. You're in the business. You talk NFL because people care about the NFL. You talk NFL if it pertains to your team because people care about their teams. But, man, I think we have tested the limits of do people really care this much about 41-year-old ayahuasca user who hasn't been good since 2021. I think the city actually has rallied around Mason Rudolph, not because they think he's great, but because everyone kind of feels bad and wants to see him get a real shot. And so they knew he wouldn't. Like, everyone knew ultimately that this was probably a backroom handshake deal. But like everything with Rodgers, there's just enough stupidity and ambiguity in what he really is thinking to keep people kind of guessing. And so I definitely think he's coming into a city that's not going to be like ultra receptive. Like, ooh, Aaron Rodgers. No, like no one's looking at him like that.
Wow.
But you can you obviously understand why people have a little bit of optimism, because if you look at the quarterbacks that have been there the last 3 years, I mean, it's Kenny Pickett, Mitch Trubisky, Mason Rudolph.
Oh, hold. Please don't say Kenny Pickett. This has been traumatic enough for me for the last several hours here.
Okay? I didn't mean
please.
To trigger you. Okay. Well, forget I mentioned him. But Russell Wilson and Justin Fields were splitting last year. So there hasn't been great quarterback play in Pittsburgh. So I understand why people might gravitate towards Chris, a 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers.
Chris, did you, as a fan of the team, did you want to see them give Fields more time to develop?
Yeah, I mean, okay, so it's kind of funny. This could become a very detailed answer, so I'll try to do my best.
We got time. We got time, bro.
Sorry about it here, just to not get lost in the sauce. But, like, my priority, and by the way, as an aside, it's funny, the best quarterback play this team has seen since Ben Roethlisberger retired, and really probably since 2018 when Ben was, like, the real version of himself before the elbow injury, was a two, if you want to call it three-game stretch by Rudolph to get them into the playoffs 2 years ago when he like suddenly just looked like a completely different guy for two games and then got them through that slop in the rain against Baltimore. That's been the best that they've seen, really, maybe with the exception of like one good Russ game against the Bengals. My priority list would have been try to re-sign Justin Fields. I think he wanted to be here. I think Arthur Smith wanted to coach him because of the athletic ability, because you know Arthur Smith's offense looked the best when it had Ryan Tannehill. You guys know Tannehill was a legit great athlete in his prime. And I think Mike Tomlin just didn't really think Justin Fields was all that, which is weird because in his draft year, the stories were very much out there that if he had had the number one pick, hypothetically, he'd have taken him over Trevor Lawrence. And so I guess 1 year of Justin Fields convinced Mike Tomlin that that wasn't what he was looking for. I still would have wanted them to do it, though, because this is what I would have wanted to happen. Okay, you bring Fields in, you sign for the same deal the Jets gave him. It's really a one-year deal. He probably isn't going to show you that he's like the next dude. You're probably also going to scuffle around like 500 or maybe even go 7-10 if things don't break your way. And then you might actually have access to a top draft pick next year with all the picks that they've got accrued and draft a real quarterback who can actually be your franchise guy. But as it is right now, all they're doing is continuing with getting Rodgers, spinning their wheels. It's the head coach who absolutely was spearheading this decision. And he is collecting baseball cards. Like I said, I think he is just raging against this idea that he has to be bad for 1 year to try to find a new quarterback, and Rodgers is the latest example. And guys, let's be real here. If we were getting in Pittsburgh four-time MVP in that state of his career, Aaron Rodgers, we wouldn't actually be getting him because he wouldn't be available because Aaron Glenn wouldn't have had him fly across the country so he could tell him, yeah, we don't want you. See ya.
All right.
Like, nobody would just be dismissing that guy out of hand. That's sort of like the logical fallacy in this for me is – if you're excited about Aaron Rodgers as a Steelers fan, what player do you think you are getting? And if you think you're getting that player, you know how cutthroat this league is. Why do you think that player would be available to you at a hugely discounted rate at this point in his career?
Well, like, for one, he's a pain in the ass. Yeah. For one, he's a pain in the ass.
And he's not that good. He's a big pain in the ass. Mike Tomlin did not like it when Ben Roethlisberger would go on our station and do a show on our station because Ben would set the agenda at 11 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday Tomlin press conference day. And then Mike would oftentimes have to go out in front of the podium, which he, you know, he loves to talk, but he hates to actually have to answer questions. If you guys catch my drift, like he kind of wants to send his message out there. Mm-hmm. And invariably he would get asked something based on something Ben had said. So wait, does Mike not think that the Pat McAfee megaphone's not going to be turned up to a 12 when Rodgers is unhappy? Of course.
Yeah. He's going to have to deal with it. So do you think that this is the beginning of the end for Tomlin if this does not work out and they go 7-10 and don't make the playoffs?
Well, no, because the owner just talks about him like he's lucky to have him as his head coach, not the other way around. Like you would think that Tomlin, and he, I guess he says this sometimes, he values so much working for the most stable franchise in the league as far as how they treat their head coaches. Art Rooney II is definitely like – got the Fredo Corleone tendencies, right? Like the third generation. His dad was awesome. The chief himself, Art Rooney Sr., not great until he turned it over to Dan Rooney, right? And Art has just tried to, I think, rest on the work his father did and hasn't really established himself as an owner. And so I just don't think that if this went really ugly, like, and for the Steelers, that is 6-11, 7-10, you know, 23rd pick in the draft, I don't think Art would say, well, wait a minute, you know, I've got to really reconsider this. I do think, in practical terms, it would be the most exposed Mike Tomlin has been in the eyes of the owner. I just don't think that would necessarily count for a lot. Like, this is Mike Tomlin's decision.
Right,
I think if
right.
Art had his druthers, I honestly think he would have said, let's just go with Mason for the season, see how he does, and go from there.
And like, if we suck, we get a high draft pick.
Like, I don't like to do that on Mart Rooney. We always win. We've never had a losing season with Mike, but I'll deal with it. But Mike is the one who wanted Aaron Rodgers, and Mike is going to live and die with this decision. And I'll tell you this. I know you guys probably have maybe a national perspective, but also you probably have a feel for what maybe Pittsburgh thinks about Tomlin. Nationally, people love him. Here, people are, in many cases, tired of him. And there is an actual sentiment in town that I can tell you is very real, that people want to see this blow up because they think it might lead to real blowback for Tomlin, and maybe not stripping of his power, but like a different way of going about things as to how decisions get made. Because people here feel like he's too much of an emperor, and he is given by Art Rooney all the leeway and latitude to make changes. So there are people, I guarantee you, in Pittsburgh rooting for this to get ugly both on and off the field with Rodgers.
Well, that's why I asked you that, Chris, because I got a good friend who's a huge Steeler fan. And for the last, I don't know, 3 years, he said, we got to move on. We got to move on. It's time to go for Tomlin. And then my buddy actually likes the Aaron Rodgers move because he's anti-Mason Rudolph, but he would not be upset if Tomlin was let go. So I'm sure
they've let it go stale. I mean, tell me what other coach in the league, and the start of Tomlin's career, I mean, I thought he was excellent. I thought he was a breath of fresh air. People forget that he took over a team that had gone 500 and kind of looked unimpressive and got him to a Super Bowl within 2 years. So I think you can never take that away from him. But when you don't put any pressure as an owner on a coach to do things differently or to look at the way he does his job differently, what do you expect you're going to get for results? And they've missed the play, or they've, not won a playoff game in 8 years. Find me one coach in the NFL with that on their resume who would still be coaching the team that they've accomplished that or not accomplished that for. There wouldn't be one. I've already looked. It doesn't happen that way.
Right. No, you're right.
We're joined by Chris Mueller, co-host of the PM team with Pony and Mueller, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. So Aaron Rodgers is going to show up, and he's going to look around that wide receiver room, and George Pickens is no longer there. He gets dealt to Dallas along with the 2027 sixth for a 2026 third and 2027 fifth. To me, outside of the Pittsburgh market, that's addition by subtraction because Tomlin and Pickens did not seem like a mix in the locker room. Talk about the weapons or lack thereof in Pittsburgh, and did you approve of Pickens moving to Dallas?
The Pickens trade removed some headaches from my life. I mean, one of the most interesting things about George was whether or not a random Twitter account called Michael Brewerly was actually George Pickens. Just a very random, funny thing for somebody to do. We think it was, but just the name Michael Brewerly made us all laugh. Like, he just tried to come up with the most benign-sounding random name and then just started tweeting about, George Pickens by calling the guy One Issue. And no one in George Pickens' life other than George Pickens ever called him One Issue, so we assumed it was him tweeting stuff from a burner about how unhappy he was. I can deal with some soap opera stuff. It's obviously fun for our business. I can tolerate it only to a certain point. And I think Mike actually reached that point with George. He basically said after a game, he needs to grow up. He usually defends these guys chapter and verse. He did go back to defending Pickens after that, but one time is enough. When Mike generally will say it publicly about you, that means he's probably out on you. So I do think it's addition by subtraction, but here's the problem. What are we going to do here for wide receiver two? Is it going to be call the Jets? Hey, we need Alan Lazard. We'll make a trade here. Let's get the Aaron Rodgers Super Friends team back together. He doesn't throw to tight ends historically. Pat Freiermuth is probably this team's de facto number two target. And then think about what they did with DK Metcalf. What do we know about Rodgers and his receivers? Part of the reason he wants all these random guys who in a vacuum aren't that good is they might run the routes he likes the way he likes them to be run. DK Metcalf's a lot of things. A super polished route runner is not one of them. And so I could see that becoming a little bit of a testy situation between those two. And then what do they got? A bunch of undersized slot receivers. I mean, there's not a whole lot here. Bobby Trees, Robert Woods, come on. This is not a good receiving core. And you know that Rodgers is going to call shots about who he wants in here, which honestly means they probably, guys, if you can make bets on this stuff, I would say it's even money that Alan Lazard is a Steeler before the start of the season.
So you would bet against the playoffs this year?
Well, I mean, death taxes in the Steelers somehow going 9-8 in the absence of any reason why they should go 9-8. But yeah, I mean, I would say, fellas, that it looks to me like if you just run through the AFC, you got seven spots. All right, you have the reigning MVP in Allen. You have the guy who probably should have won the MVP again in Jackson. You have Joe Burrow, who, if he's healthy and his team is not dysfunctional, might be better than both of them, just straight up. You have Stroud. You have Herbert. You have Mahomes. You have Bo Nix, who actually looks solid, which I was dead wrong about. I think I've named at least seven or eight teams with good quarterbacks right now. I'm sorry. I don't see it for the Steelers. I really don't. I don't know how this team is supposed to separate itself with an aging defense that always gets gashed late in the season. They'll go 9-8. They'll miss the playoffs. If they're lucky, they'll get into the playoffs. And then guess what? They'll get their doors blown off again. But at least they did it with Aaron Rodgers this time.
Chris is so positive.
Yeah,
about
he
the
sounds
Rodgers
really
deal.
Hyped for the 2025
season.
This
is why my listeners love me. I am a ray of sunshine in the afternoon when they've had a hard day at work. They get in the car and they listen to me seething with rage about my football team. Yeah.
What's your stance on T.J. Watt?
I wish they'd have traded him before even 2023. I think you could have made a case to do it when you could have gotten a huge return. Now the return's going to be, you know, if you tried to do it, it would be minimal. Our Rooney the second, again, I talked about how he's like the Fredo here in the Rooney family and makes all the, you know, these dumb mistakes. He's talking about Watt being a one helmet guy, kneecapping some of the team's leverage. Like, I know Watt wants a new deal. He's coming off his worst season. I'm not saying he's his brother where he's just going to constantly be injured into his early 30s and then be done, but you want $40 million, you want market-setting money when you just came off 11.5 sacks and you were on a milk carton in the playoffs? Why would a team do that? Like, it's all really about appearances in that deal, so they'll get it done and it'll look good for Watt, but then the reality of the deal won't be as rosy as it looks. But this team, again, is way too concerned with, I guess, trying to keep up appearances. We're the Steelers. We do things a certain way. Be ruthless. Try to trade T.J. Watt before the 2024 season when somebody might actually want him. I bet the Bills would have paid handsomely for him. Mm-hmm. Like, somebody would have given you money when you had more than 1 year left on the deal. Somebody would have given you, not money, excuse me, but like premium picks. And instead, they were just like, nope, T.J. Watt is a Steeler for life. Well, what the hell does that mean? He hasn't won a playoff game here. So what? Like, I don't. Oh, one helmet guy. Wonderful. Yeah, if Derek Jeter never won a World Series, that would have been so meaningful that he only suited up for the Yankees.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris on a Friday. It sounds like a Monday morning.
I know. I'm on a heat. I was up all night. We had a radiothon. It was for a very good cause, but I was very tired.
Oh,
and very
that's
tired.
What
you're
it is.
On, okay. Yeah.
You're on one right now.
And then your Pirates struck out 16 times last night against Houston. So,
like, we've got to anchor ourselves to reality somehow. That's what the Pirates are here for.
Right. Well,
that's a garden variety Pirates performance, guys.
Hey,
Come on, real
quick, Paul Skenes, will he be dealt at some point before he's a free agent?
Oh, he'll be done. Yeah, I mean, you can take it to the bank that he's not going to pitch for 6 years and then just hit free agency.
Right,
you know, he's just not going to get a contract from them that would be to his liking. I mean, he's not a Boris client where we know those guys always hit free agency 100% of the time, but he talks a big game, and I like Paul Skenes a lot. I think he's, like, sincere about wanting to win here because he's just that competitive, but I don't know if you guys can remember a player in a sport that's a team sport who's as unbelievably great as he is, who is anchored to something like what he's anchored to. I mean, He almost had a couple nights ago, if the Astros hadn't tacked on two insurance runs in his first 35 starts, I think, he would have had 2 1-0 losses where he went at least 8 innings, gave up the run, and lost 1-0.
Yeah.
Wow. I think I looked since 1995. Only one pitcher has even 4 of those in a whole career, and it was Cliff Lee. I like randomly wanted to see how rare that was. They would have already done it to him twice in the equivalent of one full season of starting. I mean, he is, for my money, he's the best pitcher in baseball, and I'm not sure it's close when he's really on his game, and he'll probably get traded. Definitely not this year. I don't think next year either, but probably in what will that be?
With maybe two years left on his deal.
Yeah, I think if they could deal him with 2 years left, I don't remember how long Soto had left on his rookie deal when you guys dealt him to the Padres for what was a very nice haul, by the way, and the kind of thing they'd be probably looking for and then some for Skeens. But at that point, they'd try to deal him, I think, especially if they're not competitive, which they won't be because they have Ben Cherington, the anti-boy genius running the show.
Chris.
All right, good stuff, bro.
A ray of sunshine in Pittsburgh.
Get some sleep, man, after that radio
Go take a power nap.
DC, everybody out there listening, have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I hope everyone has a great day, and I am just trying to bring sunshine and smiles to your morning commute. Thank you.
Thank you, friend.
It's Chris Mueller, part of the PM team, Pony and Mueller on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. We'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.